Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Straight off the practice field sometimes.
I mean, he's still wearing his helmet.
Exaggerate, but David Johnson is
straight off the practice
straight
field.
Straight off of the practice field, the running back for the Houston Texans, David Johnson, joining the show. Landry Locker, John Lopez here with you. David, how was the first day of training camp? How you feeling out there?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's a little warm, but it feels good to be back on the field.
Is it as weird for you as it is for us? I just want to address the elephant in the room. I mean, obviously, you got number four out there. He's not taking snaps. Is that weird for you as it is for us?
Yeah, it's weird, especially with, you know, him being such a dynamic player, playmaker for us. Everyone knows how good he is. And, you know, it's everyone handles their situation differently. So I can't say, speak on it too much. But it is a little different. But, you know, football, you got to keep going.
Absolutely, and we don't expect you to talk about, like, what is going on, but you can talk about what is going on in practice. I mean, you turn around, you see quarterbacks that I'm sure you're endorsing, you know, Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills, but you don't see number four. Just the fact that practice happened, he's on the field and wasn't a full participant. How did that hit you?
It's a little different. Honestly, though, for me as a running back, we get handed the ball off more than throwing, you know, getting it thrown to us, so. It's just different not seeing them. As far as just the operations of football, especially the first day, it's so intro that we're not doing advanced stuff. So I guess just not seeing them, you know, in the huddle and stuff is a little bit more different. But the operations of getting the ball handed off, you know, all quarterbacks should be able to hand the ball off. So
let's just, you know, just we won't harp on this because there's a lot to talk about David Johnson. But do you want this, no matter how it's happening, do you want it just over?
Yeah, you know, honestly, there's always been talks with Houston, you know, with the trade last year, with COVID, with the coaching staff. You know, I just want to play football and really focus on playing football and not too much on what's going on off the field, especially if it's not my if it's not something that's going on with me personally. You know, that's Deshaun's business and what he's going through. So I don't want to, you know, speak on that. You know, I just want to really speak on what's going on with me.
Right.
Everything going on with football in Houston this year.
From your perspective, David Johnson joining us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, straight off the practice field. From your perspective, David Johnson's perspective, you know, you come into the situation last year with certain guys in the locker room, veterans, and they've gone. How different is it for you personally this year with the guys that are in the locker room and the guys that are in the locker room with what's going on compared to what you – Not that you signed up for, that they acquired you for. How much different is this camp than last year's?
It's a lot different. The environment's obviously very different. We've got a whole new roster, basically. So, one, I felt like I was on a new team. And then, two, you know, a lot of guys are more hungry. You know, the atmosphere, like I said, the environment's a little bit more positive. Guys are wanting to work. You know, there's not a lot of turmoil between the staff, the front office, and the players. And, you know, everyone wants to grind. Everyone wants to prove everyone outside of the building wrong. And we all want to do it for each other.
What would your percentage be? Because I'm sitting here, and this is the first time I've come to camp, and I need this numerical roster like that. If I put all your teammates in a lineup right now without their jersey numbers on, what percentage would David Johnson get right?
Oh, you put me on the spot.
I'm 49%, okay. I think. Right?
I think I would say about 70%. A lot of the guys,
all right.
I played with in Arizona, Cole Turner, you know, Christian Kirksey. I played with against him in college. So I know a lot of these guys, you know, Christian Kirksey, we also have the same agent, you know, Andre Roberts, I know him. So I know a lot of guys, me and Chris Conley, we have the same agent. So I know a lot of guys that came from other teams. You know, Justin Britt played center for Seattle for a while. So when you're in the league, you play a lot of guys. You get to know a lot of guys that's not on your team. So I would say about 75-80%.
Okay, okay. That's good.
You're one of the few people that has gone through training camp with Bill O'Brien and now with David Culley. What are those differences?
David Culley,
he's not as grumpy.
Exactly. Yeah, he's fired up, but in a different way. He's very passionate. They're both very passionate. I would say David Culley's a little bit more fired up, in a different way. Like you said, a little bit more positive. And honestly, I've only spent a weird COVID camp with OB,
so I honestly
don't know him as much personally. I always want to thank him for the opportunity to help me continue playing football. And getting me here with everything going on with Arizona at the time. And so, I would say they just have different personalities for sure.
All right, running back battle. I mean, there's a lot of guys back there. I heard you say, I believe yesterday or the day before, that this is the best you felt in a while. You're good to go. You're raring to go. Now, we hear that from a lot of players every year. I mean, it's optimism season, at the start of the year. But why is that the case? Why would we believe – it is. He is feeling better, and he is ready.
I think the biggest thing with me coming from last year especially, is there's so much off the field that was going on with the trade, with COVID, being on a new team, that I don't really have to stress too much about this year. And then also I spoke with a psychologist last year. Like, I tell everyone that, man. As football players, I don't think we speak up enough how mentally draining this sport could be, and everyone wants to be tough and act tough and think they don't need help, but I think everyone does need help in some way, shape, or form. And I think when I spoke with that psychologist at the end of the year last year, it helped me really just hone in on what I can control, not worrying so much about everything that's going on outside of football, everything that's going on that I can't control, what people are saying, what everyone's thinking about. And like he told me, man, everyone's going to have something to say, positive, negative, indifferent, neutral. There will always be something, and there's always going to be negative talk. So I think I really just focused in on that and focused in on what I can't control. And going into this season, I think I did that and really just, worked on me personally and physically.
I've always had a theory on you, why you are so polarizing to many fans, is because I think some of the worst portion, I think one of the best things about pro football and one of the worst from a player's perspective, it seems like, is fantasy football talk. You've had two legendary seasons where you basically won people leagues, and then all of a sudden, like, you got injured, and that was like a situation where I feel like you deal with that kind of polarizing group more than most people have because of the way you came on the scene.
For sure. Honestly, no joke.
No, it's
by
true.
By far
it's
the
true,
most question
real.
I get asked ever since I played in the league. Because of my first couple of years.
Yeah, the 2000 combined
exactly,
and all that.
Exactly,
there was the midseason, and then there was the early. Yeah, trust
that,
me, I know.
No lie.
By the way, I got you on the wrong end, but no hard feelings.
By far, the question I get asked the most, or the topic I get talked to the most about is fantasy. It's becoming
huge.
You had
legendary seasons, though, of it. Like, those were two legendary ass, winning people league seasons.
Exactly, and it was a great environment, man. We had so many good leaders around me, so many guys: Carson Palmer, Chris, Tyron Matthews, Patrick Peterson, Larry. Obviously, Larry's a huge help to me, and I think that's the difference, man. That, and obviously injuries. You can't, as much as a lot of people think, injuries, especially at football, a lot of them are unexpected. Obviously, a lot of football guys don't plan to get injured. It's not like we want to be injured and don't want to play. You know, this is our dream come true. And when I did it at such a young age, it was so devastating, and I tried to bounce back from it. And then having to lose, a coach that really helped me get to where I am, and Bruce Arians, it was tough. When I did get hurt the whole year, he was done after that season. So I was going into a lot of stuff going on, and there's no excuses, but it was definitely a tough trying to bounce back from that.
Just a couple more. I know you want to go cool off. I'm still fascinated by your previous answer about going to a psychologist and emotional, whatever you want to call them, demons or something. I'm guessing you were pretty sensitive to what happened with Simone Biles.
Yeah, I definitely was. I definitely feel for her because, man, I think I have a bad thing about it. She's in a global world perspective of everyone looking at her. And the way that everyone portrayed her, she's, hopes and dreams, unfortunately what happened with her and the sexual assaults and everything, so it wasn't just sports for her. She was actually trying to, you know, be a front runner, be a face for a lot of the women that, you know, had to deal with that. Mm-hmm. A lot of the athletes, women athletes that mistrust a lot of these doctors and PT people that are, they're supposed to rely on. So I think just everything going on with her and then having to sit out, you know, last mm-hmm. year because mm-hmm. of COVID, I think it just all dawned in on her. So I definitely feel for her. You know, me and my wife loves watching her. She's, yeah. you know, inspiration to her. Megan, she did gymnastics growing up. So
oh, wow.
it was devastating to see that. But, you know, it's a toll, you know, for especially as a gymnast. They only have so much time.
Right.
You know, they're so young thrown into the sport. So
I got two more for you, David. Can you speak Coley yet? Because a lot of the stuff he says, some of that country, the sayings he throws out there, we're trying to figure it out. Can you speak Coley?
No,
do you understand Coleyisms yet?
No, not yet. Give me probably mid-season or maybe the end of camp. I'll definitely have some good
he
quotes
said
for you.
We got a bunch of Jessies, and I didn't know who Jesse was.
Yo, he has some great turns, but he throws so many at you right now that it's hard to pick them all up.
What is your go-to spot to eat at in Houston? Have you found some go-tos that you have to hit up? Obviously, you came when restaurants were not the ideal time.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a tough part because you couldn't go to the restaurants. But Kellen's Barbecue,
okay. Oh, of course.
Oh man, they're so good. It's tough when I go there because I eat too much.
Yeah,
my stomach hurts. But there's a couple places I like to eat healthy. Sweet Greens is a good one. We live around this area, so. We go to a lot of the, you know, Black Walnut Cafe. There's a lot of healthier places that we like to go to. And then also that's huge that's everywhere is Armadillo Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Good company. Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. So good company has all that Armadillo Palace.
You're picking good ones. You're picking good ones. I've been here 30 years, and you're getting the right
one. So, people have been helping me out. The only thing with here, I haven't really found a bad place. So it's hard, when you have so many good places to eat. It's hard to keep your health, your weight down and stuff like that.
David, all right. We appreciate you for stopping by. Best of luck this year. It's definitely a different situation for all of us, but we appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, man.
David Johnson, starting running back for your Houston Texans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.